We talked about emerging novel therapies. What about patients with BRAF mutations? Can you talk a little bit about how often this is seen and what we know about BRAF inhibitors in myeloma?
Yeah, and Nupur would have been the best one because she has a clinical trial of BRAF in all cancers, including multiple myeloma. And some cases are responding. The problem is BRAF is not very common. It's 4% of patients with myeloma, so it's not a very common factor. And it's not clonal in all of the patients, so it is a driver mutation, but you may find actually non-BRAF cells also in the same patient. So maybe single agent may not be alone or enough for that patient, and maybe combinations would be useful. However, having said that, the trials that she has ongoing right now are showing very high responses in those patients.
And these are V600E mutations?
Correct, yes.
Do you see other non-V600E mutations also?
Not that I've seen in our data, but again, we can go back and look at the whole exome sequencing data.
And what's the thinking right now? You know, we're seeing more BRAF-MEK combinations in solid tumors. Is that the strategy here also?
We're starting to have a lot of those precision medicine trials. One of those actually was recently opened by the MMRF, where you actually classify patients by their different translocations or mutations, and then you put them in different arms. So either if you're BCL2 or you're 1114, you go into the venetoclax. If you have a BRAF mutation, you go into the BRAF. And if you have MAP kinase mutations like KRAS and RAS, you go into a MAP kinase inhibitor or MEK inhibitor.